DW. From a distance, it looks almost like they're picking strawberries or looking for something they accidentally dropped on the ground. But these ladies in Shaka's Head, along South Africa's Indian Ocean coast, are looking for something else.
I collect bottles and it helps me feed my family because I'm unemployed. My children also pick up litter. I collect during the day and I send my children to collect litter and drop it here after school. That way, we all have something to eat.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, they say. But in Maria's case, this is indeed her entire livelihood. The local charity Litter for Tokens empowers people like her to put food on the table by cleaning up Shaka's Head, located about 50 kilometers north of Durban. And here's how it works. Locals collect plastic bottles for recycling and are given little clay tokens to later buy basic food staples. The project helps impoverished residents as much as it helps improve the environment.
I pick up bottles right here around this neighborhood. Sometimes I have to dig the litter out. And when it rains, the river floods and brings us lots of bottles. We just have to go out and collect them. It helps us and cleans up the area as well.
Maria says she collects about 20 plastic bagfuls of bottles a month. That's the average number reported by most Shaka's Head residents who take part in the initiative, which varies between 70 and 100 people a month. Dudu, who also brings in about 20 bags a month, works as a domestic 2 days a week, in addition to collecting bottles for Litter for Tokens 4 hours each day. She's been doing it for almost 4 years. Dudu says that this way she supplements her meager income of 1,500 rand, which is about 100 euros a month. Like many Shaka's Head residents, Dudu has a sizable family to support. In her case, it's a family of five.
I'm supporting my sister's children. She passed away. Now they're helping me a lot also. Now my neighbors also help me when they drink the cold drink and then they throw it by my house. So yes, they help me because they know that I suffer a lot.
How many people do you support? And how many bags?
Sue Benningfield is one of the masterminds behind the project. The 52-year-old is passionate about doing something for the local community with whatever little means she may have at her disposal. Her charity operates out of the extension of a daycare center for young children, but Litter for Tokens doesn't even have a physical address. Such is the reality of life for many impoverished South Africans. Benningfield says that she couldn't run the charity without the help of volunteers.
This has been very successful because of the huge community involvement in the collection of the litter. The project gets off the ground because of people. They volunteer their time and they run it on the day-to-day basis. To make it sustainable, you've got to have the right people then able to run it.
The issue of sustainability, however, hangs like a big question mark over the future of Litter for Tokens. For now, the charity is doing well, with three private donors making it possible to keep it running. But there is no help from the local municipality, even though the scheme has transformed the entire neighborhood for the better. Doreen Yengwa is the mama of Litter for Tokens. The 59-year-old runs the shop, knows all the people that take part in the scheme, and makes sure that everyone gets their fair share when it comes to exchanging the tokens for actual food staples. And she even partakes in the program herself.
Yes, I'm the manager of this center. I work here full time. I also do Litter for Tokens because we redeem Litter for Tokens on Saturdays. So I come here even on Saturdays. We are all volunteers here. So we are not getting paid anyway. So we are being helped here.
And there is no shortage of trash either. Sue Benningfield says that the local municipalities only care for the trash collection in wealthy areas of the neighboring cities of Ballito and Durban, which are mainly populated by white South Africans. In Shaka's Head, Litter for Tokens is the closest thing to an organized form of trash collection.
I don't think the municipality is ever going to provide recycling in this type of community. I mean, they can't even provide formal waste collection in these areas. The urban areas get the services and the rural areas or periphery areas don't get the service.
Doreen Yengwa, meanwhile, ignores the shortcomings of the local municipality and rather prides herself with the fact that she is part of something that is leaving such a positive mark in her community.
We feel a big difference and we are proud of ourselves. Shaka's head was so dirty, full of dead bottles laying around all over. This project is just helping to clean up the trash that has been laying around all these years. It's no longer dirty like how it used to be before.
And as long as the project is funded by generous donors, Doreen has no doubt that Litter for Tokens will continue into the future.
If people still continue to donate, then the litters will always be here to be clean, and people will always be hungry here in South Africa. There is no job.
And with no jobs in sight in Shaka's head, trash is cash. Sirtan Sanderson, DW, Durban.
DW.